Welcome to Mount Pleasant SC Market Update. Prices, inventory, and demand. Today's episode features real estate insights from Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Palmetto. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Mount Pleasant SC Market Update. Prices, inventory, and demand. Quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Amy Peterson before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. I'm your host, and today we're diving into what's actually happening in Mount Pleasant's real estate market right now. And honestly, it's pretty different from what's going on across the rest of Charleston. So I've got Amy Peterson here to break down what's really changing. Amy, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so here's the thing. Mount Pleasant gets lumped into the broader Charleston market conversation all the time. But what's actually happening here is really specific to our community. We're seeing distinct shifts in pricing, inventory levels, and buyer competition that are honestly pretty different from what you're seeing in downtown Charleston or even some of the surrounding areas.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're saying Mount Pleasant isn't just a reflection of the wider Charleston market? That's actually really interesting because I feel like everyone talks about Charleston as one big thing. What are you seeing that's different?
Excited. Right. Exactly. So Mount Pleasant has its own rhythm. We've got a really strong buyer base here. Families, professionals, people relocating to the area. The inventory situation is tightening in specific neighborhoods, and pricing is moving differently than you'd expect if you just looked at Charleston overall.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say inventory is tightening, are we talking about fewer homes for sale, or is it more about the types of homes that are available? Because that's a pretty big distinction for buyers.
Both, actually, chuckles. We're seeing fewer total listings, but we're also seeing a shift in what's available. There's strong demand in certain price points and certain neighborhoods, like the areas near Shem Creek or closer to downtown Mount Pleasant. And inventory there moves fast. Meanwhile, some other segments are a bit softer. The competition level really depends on what you're looking for and where in Mount Pleasant you're focused.
That makes so much sense. So pricing, is it going up, down, or is it kind of all over the place depending on the neighborhood?
It's really neighborhood dependent, which is the key thing people miss. You've got areas that are appreciating steadily, areas where prices have stabilized, and honestly, some pockets where sellers are having to be more realistic. The overall trend in Mount Pleasant is different from the Charleston-wide picture, and that's what we're tracking. If you're curious about what your specific house or neighborhood is worth, checking your home's current value is actually a smart first step. It gives you real data instead of assumptions.
Yeah, I love that. So if someone's thinking about buying or selling in Mount Pleasant right now, what's the one thing they should really understand about this market?
The one thing? Excited? Don't assume Mount Pleasant is moving at the same pace as Charleston overall. This community has its own dynamics. Buyer competition is real in hot neighborhoods, but it's not universal. Inventory is tight in some areas and more available in others, and pricing is reflecting that complexity. So whether you're buying or selling, you need Mount Pleasant-specific insights, not just a Charleston-wide perspective.
That's really smart. Amy, this was super helpful. I feel like people really do need to understand their local market, not just the big picture. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, Mount Pleasant is a great community with a lot of nuance in the market right now. Happy to help people understand what's really going on here.
Awesome. So if you want to dig deeper into Mount Pleasant real estate, or even the broader Charleston market trends, we've got links in the show notes to our full guides and resources. And if you're thinking about your home's value, or the market in your specific neighborhood, definitely check out the resources we've linked below. Thanks so much for listening to Mount Pleasant SC Market Update. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to Mount Pleasant SC Market Update. Prices, inventory, and demand. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.